Today on Press TV, US Ambassador to the UN Susan Rice has warned that Washington will not support renewing the monitoring mission of UN observers in Syria if violations of the ceasefire do not end. Rice says Syria has exhausted America's patience. Russia accuses the US of wanting to see the failure of a UN Arab League brokered ceasefire. In Bahrain, anti-regime protests escalate on the eve of the Formula One race. Protesters say the Manama regime uses the event to cover up its human rights violations. The regime continues crushing protests, with the man being the latest victim of the Saudi-backed crackdown. The Yemeni fighter jets have pounded areas in the southern Abyan province, killing at least 12 people. More than 250 people have been killed in fighting and airstrikes in southern Yemen over the past 2 weeks. U.S. drones and Yemeni warplanes regularly target southern regions, claiming to be hitting Al-Qaeda militants. The Washington Times says France's Muslim community is mobilizing voters to reject President Nicolas Sarkozy in Sunday's election. It says Muslims are fed up with Sarkozy's anti-immigrant and anti-Islam policies. A recent shooting in Toulouse has triggered the anti-Muslim campaign in France. Polls show Sarkozy faces an imminent defeat. Tens of thousands have rallied in the Czech capital Prague against the government's austerity cuts. They demand early parliamentary elections, urging the government to resign. Protesters have promised more rallies if their demands are not met. The government says the cuts are necessary to fix the budget deficit. The Dutch government is on the brink of collapse after the failure of weeks of austerity talks. The package aims to bring the country's budget deficit back within the European Union limits. Prime Minister Mark Rutte says his cabinet will hold crisis talks on Monday to decide on future steps. Pakistani Prime Minister Yousuf Reza Gilani has ordered a judicial probe into Friday's plane crash that killed all 127 people on board. The Boeing 737 belonging to Bota Airline went down in bad weather before landing. Officials say the plane should never have been given permission to land. And South Sudan says it's pulling troops out of the disputed oil-rich city of Hegelij. This, Juba says, is in response to a request by the UN Security Council. Border clashes erupted between Sudan and South Sudan on April 10th after the South seized the oil hub of Hegelij. There's the latest here on Press TV.